Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning, Monday, March the 6th, 2023. 3-6-23, 14 minutes past the hour, 38 degrees and cloudy skies here in Marion. Now, as I was connecting this morning to get ready to do the show, we were having a little bit of connection problems. I don't know if the internet's just running slow from my location this morning. It had nothing to do with the phones. So if we happen to give out at any point, it will probably reconnect. So stick with us here this morning. But I don't know what that was all about. Well, here we are, a Monday morning. 6 days already into the month of March. And you know what? I was in the grocery stores over the weekend. I think I went to a grocery store every day this past weekend, a matter of fact. And boy, were they busy. And I'm not talking about first of the month busy. I'm talking about just busy in general, almost like there was a holiday going on or something. I have no idea what caused everything to be so busy this past weekend. There was no snowstorm coming. There was no Super Bowl, no big football game, no holiday. I have no idea why everything was so busy this past weekend. Does anybody know why everything was so busy? I have no idea. Well, if you do, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. It was kind of a slow weekend, though, I'll tell you that. I really did not do anything all that exciting besides go to a few stores and take care of a few errands. But I guess you need a weekend like that every so often. Now, we had a lot of fun here on Friday. We gave away a lot of prizes on Friday morning, I guess. Morning into afternoon, you would say. Ernie Brees got the Neighbor's Pizza. And Trish got the Del Taco Beanie and the Pancake Tickets. And Ryan got the Del Taco Gift Card and the Del Taco Beanie. So hopefully all that went very well. Ryan picked up his beanie and his Del Taco card. Now, Trish, her pancake tickets for Saturday and her beanie are still at the studio, but she can pick those up Wednesday or Thursday from 10 a.m. to noon. Wednesday or Thursday from 10 a.m. until noon, she can pick those up. And we have more pancake tickets to give away, so we're going to do giveaways here this morning because we've only got 5 days until the big pancake day. Now, also, we have heard great stuff from Neighbor's Pizza. Now, Neighbor's Pizza has been giving us large one-topping pizzas. Now, we've given away, I believe, 6 of those so far. And we've heard back from Sarah and Judy and Ted and Trish, who all said they were good pizzas. Now, Ernie and Mary, we have not heard back from yet. Now, hopefully this morning they will call in and tell us at some point how their Neighbor's Pizza experience was. Now, maybe Ernie hasn't ordered his yet. He just won it on Friday. But I think Mary said she was going to go there on Saturday and try out her pizza as she had won the last or had won the week before. But so far, it has been unanimously good from Sarah and Trish and Judy and Ted. They've all said they enjoyed the service and they enjoyed the food. You know, that's an interesting thing because nobody really talked much about Neighbor's Pizza on this program or really anything in that realm. So to know that it's a good pizza place, maybe we've all stumbled upon something good. And I hope if you do win a pizza, maybe you order something else with the pizza or go back and order another pizza. That way, you know, the pizza business that was so nice to give us the pizza can make some money off of the whole incident. You know, it's kind of interesting. We had the big Arnold Arnold Schwarzenegger classic that went on in Columbus this past weekend. You know, I did not hear a whole lot about that. A matter of fact, there were a lot of events that went on this past weekend that I saw pictures of on Facebook that I really did not hear as much noise about as I normally do. I don't know if publicity's down. I'm sure the events did well. I mean, my goodness, the Arnold attracts people from all over the world. But I didn't hear a whole lot about it as I normally would have. You know, does anybody know why the Arnold Schwarzenegger Classic is in Columbus? Does anybody know what connection that was, why he brought it to Columbus, Ohio? I don't really know what the story is behind that, why it's in Columbus. I don't know. If anybody knows that connection, maybe there was some news on it over the weekend and I just missed it. Give me a buzz here, 740-751-4038. Now, I do want to say something. Now, this is very minor, and then we'll move on to some giveaways here because we've got some categories we need to finish up from last week. But, you know, I did many political interviews last week. Let's put it that way. I did an interview with the mayor. He was on Tuesday. I did an interview, short interview, with Bill Collins after the decision that he would be allowed to remain on the ballot. Did an interview with Glenn Coble after it was decided that Bill Collins would be allowed to stay on the ballot. And we had Sue McGowan on Thursday. And I got an email Friday morning. Well, I guess it was a message on Facebook. And I'm not going to get too deep into this of what was said, because I really think the person was being, was not trying to be critical. I think they were just interested in one of the interviews. And they said, "Why did you ask this candidate this?" Basically was the question. Now, I'm not going to say which candidate it was, and I'm not going to say which question it was, because I think it's kind of irrelevant. But I will say this. When you offer yourself up to run for the highest office in Marion, you have got to be able to take questions on just about anything. And, you know, when it comes to people's personal life, you know, I'm sorry to say that that is fair game when you run for office. Because people do care about that sort of thing. Now, when you're being interviewed, I guess you can always say, "I don't want to answer that," but that doesn't sound very good to the audience. And I can tell you that nobody in Marion, certainly myself, is ever out to get anybody. I don't even live in the city, so I don't vote for mayor, so I don't have any horse in that race. But I also believe that there is no outlet in Marion anymore that will ask a hard question. I mean, you've got WMRN. I don't even think they do politics anymore. The other two radio stations in town, I haven't heard any political conversations on those stations ever. And the newspaper, I don't even think they ask questions anymore. I just think they print press releases. So this is the last place you can come to and get asked a hard question. And you know what? I think you've got to be asked hard questions. Not only about the city of Marion, but about your personal life. Because I will tell you, there have been many stories over the years dealing with sheriffs, dealing with mayors, dealing with city council people that had nothing to do with anything except their personal life. So I think answering these questions beforehand is probably the way to go. But obviously, some people take offense to that, so there you go. But like I say, the person who sent me the message, I don't think was trying to be mean. I think they just were concerned with the question that was asked. I don't know. Does anybody have an opinion on this? How far is what do we need to know about our political candidates? Do you think we need to know personal things? You know, there are personal things we'll never know because we don't know about them. But if it's out in the public area, then I think it's fair game. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Because I will tell you, there are people who will vote and not vote for somebody because of personal issues that have nothing to do with running the city. You know, Pastor Whitaker and I had an interesting conversation on Friday, if you listen to that show, about would you vote for somebody based on their religion? And I don't know. Maybe you would, maybe you wouldn't. Same-sex relationships are now a big thing. Would you vote for somebody based on that or not based on that? Has nothing to do with how you govern the city, but does it matter? Being a male or a female, does that matter? Or does it all just come down to party? The R and the D next to somebody's name. I don't know. If you have any thoughts on this, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. You know, 38 degrees for a morning in early March certainly is not bad. You know, we're getting very close. Well, this weekend is the time change. We spring forward on Saturday night. So it'll be daylight till like 8 o'clock next week. And from there on out, which is good. And then spring comes up in just, 15 days? Not too far away. And I'll tell you, on St. Patrick's Day, March the 17th, we're going to have something big going on here at the station, although I don't know what it is. I know Bob Welsh is coming in again that day, and I know one thing we're going to do is look back on the past 6 weeks and see if we actually did have 6 more weeks of winter. You know, I think with about a little over two weeks left to go until that, I really don't think we can say that we had an early winter. Now, who knows what'll happen in the next 2 weeks? But so far, I think the groundhogs might have been wrong. And then Bob says he's making a special kind of pizza, but he would not tell me what that pizza is. Now, I don't know if it has to do with St. Patrick's Day. I don't know if it has something to do with something I would like. You know, I really did not get a clear idea of what that is. I mean, does anybody have an idea of what a St. Patrick's Day pizza would be? I mean, are we talking about strict green pizza here? And I don't know what kind of beverages you drink. I mean, obviously people go for the green beer, but I don't know that we're going to be doing that. But I don't know what people drink on St. Patrick's Day besides green beer. What kind of drink is green? Green Kool-Aid? I guess green Gatorade? I don't know. What do you think? Do you think the groundhog was right as we have about 2 weeks left until spring? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Don't be quiet out there this morning if you have something to say. Oh, you know what? We have two questions. Now, there was a question that I had here from the home office that we never got answered last week when it came to the Family Feud. And then we had one from the studio that we went off the air last week not getting that had to do with Marian history. So let's see if over the weekend anybody has come up with these answers. Now, the one last week from home was, here was the category. Name something that starts with live and. Now, the answers we have are let live, let die, learn, in person, live and in person, live well, and live kicking, or live, I don't even know what that's supposed to, live and kicking, live and kicking. But there's one answer left here, and the hint I gave last week was it's actually using a word from one of the first three answers. Now, the first three answers were let live, let die, and learn. So the answer we're missing here actually uses one of those words. Now, remember, the category is name something that starts with live and. So does anybody know what that answer is? We've had that one hanging over our head. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, the question we had from the office was more of a Marian history question. Now, that question was, we were naming ice cream places, places in Marian that primarily deal in ice cream. Now, we had run off a whole bunch of them, and I don't have that list in front of me, but I do know the one answer that we did not have. Does anybody know the one answer that we did not have in that category? Now, remember, it had to do with ice cream places in Marion. You know, I think we had Isley's, we had Jersey, we had Dairy Queen, we had Fred's. We had pretty much a good portion of them. But there was one that we did not have as we were getting ready to go off the air on Friday. Does anybody know the ice cream place that we did not name? Now remember, these can be ice cream places that are out of business now too. Now I told everybody this ice cream place was on Mount Vernon Avenue. It's no longer there, but the building is still used. Does anybody know what that is? And now we're going to give away some pancake tickets today for the Kiwanis Pancake event on Saturday over at the Tri Rivers Center. And we might also give, I don't know, we might give away a pizza or a Del Taco gift card or a beanie. Might give away something else as well. But you got to get in to win here. And I've also got some new categories that I was making up this morning that have to do with Marion. People seem to like when we do that. We'll get to those as soon as we get these two answers, get these two categories finished off that we've been dealing with here for a while. 30 minutes past the hour. Now, does anybody know the answers? Now, remember, the one from last Thursday was name something that starts with live and. Now, the answers we have are let live, let die, learn, live and in person, live well, and live and kicking. But the answer we're missing has to do with one of the words in the first three. Now remember, the first three are let live, let die, and learn. So the answer that we're missing would be live and one of those words. Does anybody know what one of those words would be that would fit in a category with live and? Again, the telephone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. 31 minutes past the hour. And the other hangover question from Friday, name an ice cream place in Marion that is here or that is no longer here. There's one of them left that we have not answered. Now, I said this place was on Mount Vernon Avenue. I gave a lot of clues on Mount Vernon Avenue, no longer here. The building is still being used. And I said it was the best place to get a strawberry waffle cone. One of the best places to get a strawberry waffle cone. That's what I used to get from there and used to love it. So here we go. Phone lines are open. Who's going to sneak in and answer one of those questions? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And today it looks like we're going to have some tickets to Pancake Day to give away and possibly some other stuff as time goes on. Go ahead, caller.
Live and die.
Live and die. That was it. You know, I didn't think it'd take so long to get that.
Yeah, it just clicked in my head because you said it used another one of the words from another one. So
it did. Live and die. Hey, thanks, Ryan.
Yep, thanks, Scott.
All right, live and die. Absolutely. Now we've done away with that category, thank goodness. That category was name something that starts with live and. It was let live, let die, live and learn, live and die, live in person, live well, and live and kicking. All right, that category is to the side now. Now, before we start the new categories that have to deal with Marion history, we still need to get the name of this ice cream place. Now, remember, it's no longer in business. It was here in Marion. The building is still being used. It was on Mount Vernon Avenue. And in my opinion, it was the best place to get a strawberry waffle cone. Does anybody know what that ice cream place was? And like I say, I don't have the list in front of me of the other places we named, but I know we named a whole lot. We named Isley's, we named Jersey, we named Fred's, we did Dairy Queen. We had all those answered. Mega Moo, we had Mega Moo. But there is one left. It was on Mount Vernon Avenue. Building is still being used. It's not in business anymore. Best place to get a strawberry waffle cone. What was this ice cream place? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody know what the name of this ice cream place was? And as I said, we'll be giving away tickets to the pancake breakfast coming up this Saturday. Two tickets this morning. And possibly, maybe a pizza from Neighbor's Pizza. Maybe a Del Taco $10 gift card. Maybe a Del Taco beanie. We have some other things here in the old bag. Go ahead, caller.
I don't know the name of it, Scott, but I think it was there beside Anytime Fitness. There was an eye place there, but it was there before, I think, the eye place.
You know, not...
to be an eye place, ice cream place in there.
You know, it might have been. I don't remember that, but not that one. It's not that one.
Okay.
Okay. Now, again, this was on Mount Vernon Avenue. It's no longer in business. The building is still being used. And like I say, I think they had the best strawberry waffle cones. Does anybody know what this place is? Ice cream places that were, are in Marion. Go ahead, caller. You know, they might have. That's not the one I'm thinking about. Did you get your pizza this past weekend?
We got our pizza.
How'd that go?
And actually, we got the free pizza, and then we ordered, because I like mushrooms, so we ordered a second pizza, too, and it was very, very good.
You know, that's what I've heard. I honestly have not had one there. What makes it so good?
It's, well, they put enough toppings on. I like their sauce. I'm still, Tubby's is still my favorite out of all the pizza places in Marion, but we'll go back there again. They were very, very nice.
Yeah, that's what everybody says. They say the people there are very, and they contacted me after we did that week of pizzas. They came back and said, we enjoyed doing that. If you want to keep doing it, go ahead.
Yeah, well, we'll be back there.
Great. Did you go over and get your root beer float?
Nope, haven't done that yet.
Well, you know what? It's not warm enough for that yet. We're going to get a little warmer.
That's going to be a Jeff thing.
There you go. Wait, thanks for calling.
Okay, Scott.
All right. Well, that's 5 out of 6 good reviews for Neighbor's Pizza. Now we've heard from Judy and Trish and Ted and Sarah and Mary, who've all had their Neighbor's Pizza. They all enjoyed them. And I don't know if Ernie's got his yet. He just won it on Friday, so... Once we hear back from Ernie, hey, that'll be a unanimous vote for Neighbor's Pizza. And I'm glad people are ordering other things because that helps their business, and we always want to support the local businesses here. But not G.D. Ritzy's on our question here. The question is, places that primarily dealt in ice cream in Marion. Now, again, this would have been on Mount Vernon Avenue. It's no longer in business. The building is still being used. And the best strawberry waffle cones in town is the best I can say at this point. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I'm afraid to say this, but I'm so glad we have not lost connection yet. Hopefully we won't lose it. I don't know what that problem we were having was earlier when I was trying to connect to start the program, but technology is technology, I guess. Does anybody know what this ice cream place is? And I've got two new lists today, which I think will be fun. One we've never done. And then one is kind of like a list we've done, but I altered it a little bit. And there's a lot of things on there that we have not done. So that'll be two fun lists as far as Marian history goes. But we got to get through this Marian history question so far. We've only got Ryan in the competition so far. The only thing we know for sure today that we're giving away is two tickets to the Pancake Day this coming Saturday. But there could be more. We might do more giveaways. We'll see how the morning goes here, this Monday morning. Has everybody forgotten this ice cream place? It was on Mount Vernon Avenue, dealt primarily in ice cream. The building is still being used by another business. Had the best strawberry waffle cones in town, in my opinion. Does anybody know what I am talking about? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. No, see, I gave you the office number. 740-751-4038. I'm going to have to do something about that as time goes on, because you get into automatic pilot and you give the wrong number. Today I'm at the home office. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right, go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Could it be Friendly's?
Not Friendly's, but that's a good guess. Not Friendly's today, but not a bad guess at all. An ice cream place. It was on Mount Vernon Avenue. Boy, I don't even know what more hints to give, because I've given quite a few here. On Mount Vernon Avenue, primarily dealt in ice cream, no longer in business, building is still used by somebody else, best strawberry waffle cones in town. All right, go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott. Was it a yogurt ice cream place, and it was either TCY or TCB, or
you know,
initials?
I know it. What? Not TCBY, but you're in the right neck of the woods.
Okay, great.
Good guess.
Thanks.
TCBY is in the right neck of the woods there, but not TCBY might have been on our list on Friday. I don't have that list in front of me. Sorry about that. But, yeah, there were a bunch of ice cream places here in town. TCBY, Isley's, Friendly's, Jersey, Fred's, Dairy Queen. I think we got all those on Friday, but this one is the one we did not get. And maybe there's a reason we did not get it at this particular point. Route 95, Mount Vernon Avenue. Building is still being used by another business. Matter of fact, I don't think the building was ever empty. Best strawberry waffle cones. Primarily dealt in ice cream. No longer there. What is this ice cream place? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. My goodness. Well, you know, when it gets down to the final answer, that's always the hard one. And you know, that's probably why it's the final answer. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, let's try Stone Cold Creamery, I think it was called.
You know, that it was Cold Stone, but that's it. That's it. Did you ever have a waffle cone from there?
I don't care for those.
You know, it's not something I think I've ever ordered anywhere else, but they were so delicious. I like that place.
Well, too bad it went out of business.
It is. Too bad they went by the wayside. Hey, thanks for calling. Yeah.
You bet. Bye.
Right. All right, Cold Stone. Does anybody remember Cold Stone that used to be in there with Tim Hortons? Shared the building with Tim Hortons? Did anybody ever go to Cold Stone? 740-751-4038. But that was the answer. You know, I bet everybody this morning hits their head and they go, boy, that was the one, wasn't it? All right, so we got Pat and Ryan so far in the competition this morning. Now, I know we're going to be giving away Pancake Day tickets. Now, maybe we'll give away something else. We'll see how the rest of the show goes here. Let's move on to the next category. All right. We've never done this one. Now, this might be tricky. Maybe not. I don't know. Bowling lanes that are or were in Marion. Now, how about that? There are 7 big answers here. Now, a lot of our bowlers out there might be able to answer this one. Bowling lanes that are or were in Marion. Now, I'm sure I've missed a lot of them here, but I do have 7. The 7 that I could come up with today are on the list. Bowling lanes that are or were in Marion. 740-751-4038. Bowling lanes. You know, bowling was a very big pastime for a long time. What happened to it? We have no idea. Go ahead, caller.
This just popped in my head. I'm going to say Star Lane Bowling.
Yes, Star Lanes. It was out on, where was that? Out on Route 4, I believe?
And Arnold, I think he went to Columbus because, was it Reichert? He knew somebody. It was a businessman, somebody famous down there.
Yeah, it could have been.
Reichert, I don't know how they knew each other, but it seemed like somebody like that. And I don't know whether he helped him, you know, that somehow they decided. But I think years ago, I remember, it seemed like just Reichert just seems like it's him, but it could be somebody else. And I think with that guy, that's kind of why he went there, because I'm surprised he didn't do it out in California or someplace.
Yeah, that's what I would think. That way all the people didn't have to fly in, but hey, it's good for Columbus.
Uh-huh. Yes,
it is. Did you ever go to Cold Stone? Well, I think she left us there. All right, well, we got Judy in now. Star Lanes, absolutely on the list here today. Bowling lanes that are or were in Marion. Go ahead, caller.
How about the Plaza?
Plaza, absolutely. Number 1 on my list here. Thanks, Mary.
Uh-huh.
Mary gets into the competition now here this morning. Ryan, Pat, Judy, and Mary in the competition. Now, remember, you can enter as many times as you like. Don't hesitate to enter. We've got Plaza, and we've got Star Lanes. Still 5 left to go. 5 bowling lanes. Well, somebody was calling there, and it looks like they bit the dust. If that was you, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Bowling lanes that are or were in Marion. Plaza came in at number 1. Star Lanes came in at number 5. And we've got 5 other answers here. Bowling lanes that are or were in Marion. 740-751-4038. Ryan, Pat, Judy, and Mary in so far. Go ahead, caller.
Does Blue Fusion have the bowling?
It does. Blue Fusion is number two on the list. You got it. Blue Fusion comes in at number two on the list here today. So we've got the Plaza, Blue Fusion, Star Lanes. Four left to go. Bowling lanes that are or were in Marion. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Bowling lanes that are or were in Marion. And again, we'll be giving away tickets to the Kiwanis Pancake Day coming up this Saturday. And possibly something else. We do have a lot of prizes here in the old prize tin. We've got a Del Taco beanie, the beanie hat. We've got a $10 gift card to Del Taco here. We've got possibly a large one-topping pizza from Neighbor's Pizza. Some other stuff like Pizza Hut, Smoothie King, Arby's, San Sodas. Go ahead, caller.
The little one downtown, Buckeye Lanes.
Buckeye Lanes. Now, when did they go out?
Well, I was in a league in 2006. That's the last thing I remember about
yeah,
it.
Well, I know. I think it's been in the last 10 years. Is anything in there now?
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure.
I don't know. Well, yeah, Buckeye Lanes. Yeah, remember it well. Hey, thanks.
Yep, thanks, Scott.
All right, Buckeye Lanes, the little one that was downtown. I don't think anything's in that building now. But I could be wrong. Wouldn't be the first time I've been wrong. Is there anything in the old Buckeye Lanes building downtown now? Or is that just an empty bowling alley at this point? All right, well, we've got four of the seven. We've got the Plaza, Blue Fusion, Buckeye Lanes, Star Lanes. Four left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Bowling lanes that are or were in Marion. Three left to go. Ryan, Pat, Judy, and Marion so far. Go ahead, caller.
Southland.
Southland, absolutely. There for a long, long time. Hey, thanks, Mary. Southland lanes, absolutely. Clocking in at number four here today. Still two left to go. Does anybody know what the other two are? Bowling lanes that are or were in Marion. Go ahead, caller.
Up there where the uptown, where Marion, I think, or Marion Lanes or something. That's where the axe throwing place is.
Oh, did they put the axe throwing place in the old bowling alley?
Yeah, right in there. And also, Cooper's.
Oh, yeah.
Cooper's is now.
Yep, Cooper's, absolutely. They're on the list. But, yeah, I wonder if they took the lanes out where Buckeye Lanes was.
Oh, I'm sure. They're throwing axes, I reckon so.
Well, maybe that's how they got rid of them. They just threw the axes down there.
I don't know. All I know is that I've seen that where they are up there. So that's all I know. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You know, that's a very interesting thing. This axe throwing has become very, very popular. Does anybody know why we like to throw axes? I didn't know there was an axe throwing place in the old Buckeye Lanes. Go ahead, caller.
There's Cooper's that took over Southland Lane.
Cooper's. And our last caller just gave us that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but do you know why these, apparently at the old Buckeye Lanes, there's an axe throwing business. Do you know why these axe throwing places are popular?
I have no idea, other than it's just a new fad.
I don't even know what you just go in and throw an axe, I guess, huh?
Well, it's maybe to get rid of aggression.
Well, what do you throw the axe at? I mean, you throw it at the wall? This would seem like a heavy-duty business to me. A lot of repairs.
Don't they throw it like at logs?
I've never been.
I don't know either.
Maybe we ought to give axe throwing away here on the air. We'll get a nice axe throwing place.
Ooh, that could be dangerous.
I know. Hey, thanks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the axe throwing. I really don't understand that whole thing. Of course, I've never been. So, you know, don't knock it till you've tried it, I guess is what we should say. All right, so now we've got Ryan, Pat, Judy, Mary. Oh, you know, I don't know. Well, we'll get back to this in a second. Phone's ringing. We got Cooper's. Go ahead, caller.
Scott?
Yep.
There's one there. Used to be where Blue Fusion, that area, it got on fire. I'm just going to say the Marion Plaza Lane.
That's the only thing
I know it would be called because one of the ladies from work, I think, bowled there.
Yeah, we got the ones we got so far. We've got all but one. We've got Plaza, Blue Fusion, Buckeye, Southland, Star, and Cooper's.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that one. Okay.
Yep, so just one left.
One left.
All right, one left. We got Plaza, Blue Fusion, Buckeye, Southland, Star Lanes, and Cooper's. One left to go. Now, we have Ryan, Pat, Judy, and Marion. Now, our last caller who got Cooper's, I don't know if they want to be in the competition or not for the pancake tickets. Let me know. It's always fun to be in. Pancake Day is a good day. $7, what is it, $7 a ticket? Children 4 and under eat for free. You get 2 passes. This is where we are. One answer left to go in the bowling alley category. We're down to the last answer again, which always makes things difficult. 740-751-4038. Plaza, Blue Fusion, Buckeye, Southland, Star, Cooper's. One bowling alley off the top of my head that I could remember that's still left on the list here today. Bowling alleys that are or were in Marion. Da 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 da. One left. Plaza, Blue Fusion, Buckeye, Southland, Star, and Cooper's, we've all got at this point. What is the one we are missing? And remember, we're going to be giving away tickets to Pancake Day this coming Saturday. Tri Rivers, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. A Marion tradition. 64th year they've done this, Kiwanis Pancake Day. Quite an event. It's going to take a real historian or somebody who's lived in Marion quite a bit of time to get this answer. The one bowling alley we're missing here. We got Plaza, Blue Fusion, Buckeye, Southland, Star, Cooper's. One left to go. You know what? I think if I go back on the phone here, I can just put the caller in because we want everybody to be in. Oh, there we go. Gene. I forget. There we go. So we'll put Gene in here to win possibly pancake tickets before this show's over this morning. You can't go wrong with pancakes and sausage and orange juice and syrup and butter and all that good stuff. So we've got Ryan, Pat, Judy, Mary, and Gene in this morning. Pancake tickets will come up here soon enough. But we still have another person who can get entered here or another guest. Plaza, Blue Fusion, Buckeye, Southland, Star, Cooper's. Go ahead, caller.
The Palace.
The Palace, my goodness. Now, what year did that go out, Ernie, would you say?
Boy, probably maybe 80 or something like that.
Now, that was down by the Eagles, wasn't it?
Excuse me, what was that?
It was down by the Eagles?
Yeah,
yeah.
It was. Yeah, just a little narrow, you know, building. Wasn't many lanes in there.
No, I don't think there were, but boy, I saw a picture this morning of that place, and, you know, they were hopping at one point.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But, yeah, the Palace, I'm glad you got it. Thanks, Ernie.
Sure.
You know, Ernie came in. He's kind of our resident historian here. The Palace used to be down by where the Eagles is now. So, yes, we've got all those answers. Bowling lanes in Marion, Ohio, past and present. Plaza, Blue Fusion, Buckeye, Southland, Star, Cooper's, and the Palace. That's where we are. All right. We got Ryan, Pat, Judy, Mary, Gene, and Ernie in the competition here. Going to do pancake tickets definitely today. Possibly more than pancake tickets, too. We'll see how the next hour goes. Now here, now this category, now it's kind of like one we did, but I did put some new entrants on this. And I thought this would be a fun category, because what this is restaurants in Marion, past and present, that you could sit down in and eat. You know, not a fast food, not a drive-thru, but a restaurant that you could actually sit. Now, don't call in yet, because we've only got 30 seconds, so we'll start this next hour. But be thinking, a restaurant in Marion, past and present, that you could actually sit down in. We've got 21 answers, and we'll start it after the break. So far, Ryan, Pat, Judy, Mary, Gene, and Ernie in the competition, but we're going to come back at 9:15 with a fresh category. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Everson. I'll be on 10 to 12 today, and welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
What you who are listening today to invest